Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Bitch, wait, that was my bitch, wait, I didn't know it would end it like this, wait, she didn't know I end up in the rips, fucking the hole, give her back.
Yo, welcome back, SSID Season 3. You know what's so funny? Every time I start these, I always forget the episode, but what is this? Episode 6, Season 3. I'm back in here, it's your boy Van Red, back in this thing. I'm joined by my good beloved, my brother, Bernie Mac. Say what's up, Bernal.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Bernie Mac.
A.K.A. Burns. A.K.A. Industry Burns. A.K.A.
OVO Burns.
Mr. Fashion Week himself. OVO Burns, yes. The Soho Killer. I don't know. what do you go by?
I just like Burns, bro.
Burns. All right, we can go by Burns. Yeah. And we're here with special guest, my boy, my brother, Mr. Lightfeet himself, the Lamar Odom of Lightfeet, bro. Because Lamar was a Hall of Famer. So, the god, 6'5" legend, Rob Light.
Bro, y'all gotta stop
Roberto.
It.
Mr. Stoke. You're gonna be Rob Light until you're an old man,
I'm
bro.
I'm tired of that shit, man.
Bro, don't disown where you
but
come
what's,
from.
What's good, everybody, though? I don't go by Rob Light anymore.
Cat.
You know, that was the man of the past.
You know what's so funny? I'm gonna post this episode and everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, you had Rob Light on? How much you wanna bet? How much you wanna bet? Just embrace it. You can't run from who you are." You know what I mean? But
the fucked up part is that shit was like over 10-15
decade ago.
Bro.
Hey man, you lock in that good, it follows you, brother.
But,
we got Rob in here, man.
Still, bro.
Still. The
Rob
artist
no
formerly known as Rob Knight.
You might as well just change your name then.
To what?
Still. Like, literally get that shit. If you don't like nobody calling you Rob.
He ain't Anwar Karras, bro. He's not Anwar, bro. Don't do that. But yo, so how you doing, Rob?
I'm
on
good.
On this beautiful day
I'm
in
good,
New York.
I'm good. I'm feeling good, you know. Fall is here.
Right.
I'm fucking with fall.
Right, you got your Earth Tones out, my brother.
Flannels.
You got your burnt oranges and your forest greens.
That's a fact.
Rust. Your rust. Mustard yellow.
And all that shit.
Right. So we're gonna start this off like every episode of SSID. What is everybody feeling? What is everybody not feeling? Anybody want to go first, or you want to go first, Rob?
This nigga.
The guests go first.
Okay. Go ahead, superstar.
What I'm feeling, like I said, I'm feeling fall fashion.
Okay.
What's
the drip? Because you've been giving us looks on the IG. Yo, Rob is what he's the most Rico Suave nigga out here. Yo, I know this Rob being new. He be having the trench coats with the hat, with the hoodies on the knee. I'm like, yo.
ASOS find us.
He be tearing down ASOS, bro.
Bro, for real. ASOS, Urban Outfitters. And yeah,
Topman.
I ain't never cop no
Topman. Oh, okay.
Yeah, ASOS and Urban.
You don't fuck with Zara like how many brunch boots do you
they
own?
They don't make big nigga shit.
They don't. There's no big and tall in Zara. Yeah.
Yo, Zara, we not fucking with you until you get some diversity.
That's for the Euro man then.
Fuck that.
Huh? That's for the Euro man then, Zara.
Nah, yeah, man. Extra large is a small in that shit.
You ever cop something from Zara, get home, put it on like, come on, G.
Tight.
Yo, European size, bro. That's how they get you.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man.
But I'm feeling like I said, fall fashion. What else? I don't know. 2019 been good to the kid.
That's real.
I haven't really been able to really say that, you know, the past couple years. But 2019 been good to the kid. We on my birthday next week.
Yes, sir.
26. Yeah, you know, a little light ship, still young though.
Right. How many gray hairs you got?
Zero. Like me? I don't got none. Surprisingly, but my hairline going though. Slowly but surely.
Oh, you know, damn.
Slowly but surely.
So when you gonna come home and get the baldy, bro? Like,
no, bro. I'm getting the.
Oh, you just gonna rock out like Brian?
No, I'm getting the helmet, the shit that everybody getting.
The Jefferson?
No. The shit when you
the LeBron?
Where they glue it on and all that shit.
Oh, you got the LeBron. So you just gonna have the waves on the side, none on top?
No, I'm getting them to glue the shit on my head, bro. So I can have like dreads and all different types of wild, crazy shit.
Your hairline is not going. You okay, bro? Rob,
my hairline is going.
The viewers can, when this video go up, the viewers could tell.
Rob, your hairline are you going to get a lace front, my brother?
It's a fact.
Are you going to get a frontal piece, my brother?
Yep. Well, fuck. All right. Ain't no shame in my game.
Yo, that you got to do, man.
And I'm going to post a tutorial on YouTube, too. First nigga to do that shit.
Get ready with me, Rob.
That's a fact.
Yo, that's wicked, bro. But
about to get sponsors.
That's right.
He gonna do unboxings of men's weaves.
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be hard, though.
Shit gonna be lit.
I feel like there's a lane
niggas
for that.
Just listen to this shit like, nah, shit is whack. No, everything. It ain't whack. Once you go bald, you gonna be like, oh, nah, I'm trying to get one of them helmets. I'm gonna make my own shit and call it hood helmets.
Hood helmets, bro.
It's a fact.
You might need to trademark that, my brother. You might be on to something. I just know once I start balding, bro, I'm just gonna come home, like, and just go common with
it. My head too big, bro.
Do got a noggin, my boy.
Nigga, I can't do it.
Right. Why don't you just common it out with the full scruffy, like,
my beard grow to a certain point after it just stop. So I'm just, like I said, I told him, you know, I'm going straight to the lace front.
You and your shorty gonna be sitting next to each other? That's crazy.
We going together. We going to get mani and pedi.
Your nails befuddled.
We gonna go get a mani and pedi, and then we gonna get our shit done right.
Get your shit glued on.
Can't make this shit up.
Yo, Rob, you a bad bitch, bro.
Yo, I got a solo, and I want niggas, like, every time I've been on, I've been having to, like, you know, hold back and be on some, you know. But I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna really be my, like, you know, do me. Because I'm doing me by myself, right, solo. Right. Uh-huh. You feel me?
Yeah, I haven't told the podcast. Rob came on and he was like, yo, I'm going to be on solo. Like, he called ISO on us.
Yeah,
that's only happened one other time on this podcast. Yeah. Amanda.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, anything you're not feeling, Rob? Is there anything you're not gelling with at the moment?
Damn. See, I'm a nigga that I like to hate because it's fun.
Play your hated ball.
Yeah, bro.
Four times in a row.
It's a lot of shit I don't like, man. Damn, and I had a list of it too. I'm like, I'm shooting blanks right now.
Came all the way negative, huh?
Yeah, bro. Oh, to the niggas that's on this, like, Kanye shit, the
Jesus way.
I'm not feeling that.
The gospel.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it.
It's cat. The only way Kanye can draw me in with that if he remixes Stomp. If he remixes Stomp by Curry, I might be interested.
None of that, bro. All that shit is weird. And I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, I don't care, man. I'm not interested in Kanye.
Oh, you know what else I'm not feeling?
What's that?
And y'all niggas included in this shit.
Okay.
And I tweeted about this shit. I don't like when niggas make it cool to hate people and hate artists, certain artists and shit.
What you mean?
Nah, bro. Like,
nah,
explain this. I be seeing slander for, like, J. Cole and like, just certain art, like, certain artists. And
that
be
you
like? Nah, it's not only that. I feel like they make good music. If
they
just
do,
like,
we just slander them because it's just fun. Like, I still listen to J.
So
Cole.
So it's not on some serious shit.
Everybody, when I'm slandering people, because
I be seeing
really.
Niggas really going on, I be like, damn,
some people are serious. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. There's a few people that
are
serious.
Like the last couple things that J. Cole came out
it's
recently, I really was fucking
Yo,
with.
Shout
it,
out Viz. Viz be slandering everybody. Cool. This nigga Viz on.
On Twitter.
Rios too, but Rios is funny as hell.
Yeah, but yeah.
I don't know Rios, but Rios, you a funny nigga, man.
I fuck with Rios, that's my bro.
but
but the thing is, everybody gets slandered, bro. Like everybody,
we slander Future, and Future is like his god.
I slander Future, bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's like everybody.
It's just jokes, bro. For me, it's jokes. For Evan, I'm sure it's jokes. There's definitely a few people on the timeline.
Except Chance the Rapper, I mean that shit.
I ain't listening to the last album. I don't, but that's solely off the strength. But that's shout out to Christian, y'all niggas telling me how trash this nigga is, and I'm like, damn, bro, like.
But of course, like anything in life, though, you always gotta try it for yourself, you know. Like, so I don't know. I just didn't like the Chance joint, but so I slander him.
What was that shit? What was
the thing, but Twitter, bro, Twitter comes for everybody eventually, bro.
Yeah,
everybody catches it.
Yeah, you gotta love Twitter though. Twitter,
I know my time's coming. I can't wait. They like, yo, Evan was in my DMs asking about OnlyFans.
Bro, thank God I deleted my old Twitter.
What happened?
So I thank God I deleted my old Twitter.
Oh yeah, you would have been out of here. I still got a few of your joints up though. Benito. You know what's
crazy? Yo, you need to make that a skit. Not a skit, a
segment.
Segment on a podcast.
Finding people old tees.
Bro.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do that.
That shit would be hilarious. We're gonna start that
from eventually. The Uber Twitter days.
Yeah.
Bro, you gotta
when Tara comes
over. I was on Shorty's page and her location still said Uber Twitter.
That's wicked. She ain't updated in like a decade, bro. Damn. But nah, we're going to start that segment when Tyra come on.
Bro, you got to do that.
I was looking at some of her old tweets. Wicked. But yeah, we're going to do that.
Especially for the people that had Twitter for like over 10 years.
Oh, yeah. You know it's foolishness. But I seen some of your foolishness, bro. Like, I was deleting my old tweets, and I was just like, you put in certain keywords, and you would see people's names come up.
We did it last time I was on.
Yup, we sure did. Yeah. We sure did. Mm-hmm. Yup. Mm-hmm. Just looking at her, I was like, wow.
Boy, these are I wasn't wilding, but. Nah,
he
was wilding. I ain't have no.
He wasn't wilding, but. It's some people that were.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Well, that's all I could think of right now. All right.
So I'm gonna go.
You go, because I'm still thinking.
Really. Brunel always thinking. He never.
I be wanting to say some shit that like sparks the timeline when they listen to this.
We be at a calm level, but Brunel just always want to take it there. Right?
Yeah. Because bro, I want to start some shit. I want to be static, bro.
No, bro. This is a family podcast, bro.
My family don't listen to this.
But so what I'm feeling, Top Boy, amazing.
Facts. What's that?
It's a show on Netflix, bro.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
I don't be watching TV.
It's
like
in the road.
In it.
You gotta check it out. It's like
it's on. What is on?
It's on Netflix, bro. But the first, I don't know if the first seasons are on Netflix, but I know the third season is.
The third one is.
I think the second one is, but I think the first one you gotta watch
first
on YouTube.
You gotta watch on it's YouTube. Good, or
what is it about?
It's basically like just street, like some UK kind of stuff, son. So if you like Skepta, Roadman, all that kind of stuff, it's good though. It's like good,
drug
right?
Shit,
it's
crime.
Way better
like,
than
the,
Power.
Who's the king? Like who's the top man, the top drug lord, kingpin, or whatever?
Top Boy, very creative,
very very innovative. Yes, bro. But it's a good show. Like I definitely think everybody should check
it
out.
I mean, in a way, it is. I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not, but
very sarcastic.
But that's how
in a way,
that's how they talk, though.
But that's how they like
wow.
That's how we talk.
Yeah. I mean, we come up with certain slang and lingo, and it's like,
right?
Damn, who created that? But it sounds nice.
Yeah,
true. But Top Boy is good. Check it out if you get a chance, man. But what am I not feeling?
You watching the Wu-Tang American Saga?
Yeah, I'm watching it. It's pretty good. It's just weird seeing Davies play Method Man.
A lot of that shit is weird, and I'm just, the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, how are y'all niggas friends?
Yeah, like, why y'all like, cool with each other?
Shot up my crib, ain't no friends?
Yeah,
like,
this is the thing. A lot of I be talking about it at my job, too. A lot of it is fabricated, but they didn't like, Ghostface and Raekwon did not like each other, but I don't think it was to the extent where they were shooting at each other.
Or you feel me?
They might have had beef because they are from different neighborhoods, but I don't know if Ghostface really. I mean, if Raekwon really shot at Ghostface.
Like they ain't have a. They really ain't really.
They're not even in the Wu yet.
But Wu Tang. My bad. Raekwon in a recent interview said like it ain't happened like that, but they weren't fucking with each other. You know
what it is? Plus, it was a different era. It was the 90s, bro. Yeah. I feel like 90s beef was different.
Or maybe we'll see later on, like, somebody, one of them saved one of them's life, and it was just like, all right, everything is done from then. Or maybe, I don't know, somebody put in work.
Yeah,
where,
probably.
I think it's entertaining. Like
it's probably just something that
they
did not fuck with each other. They might have gotten to brawls, fights, maybe shootouts, but I don't think it was like, yo, he almost killed his brother and mom. Yeah, and, but...
Yeah, man. So bro, I had to check that out, though.
I'm gonna tell you
the rest of it.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I kind of fell off.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. The last episode today.
It's really not that hard to believe when you you see Blood and Crips getting being cool with each other all the time in the hood.
I mean, yeah.
It's like, yo, you killed my mans years ago, but now
they're not in rap groups spanning decades. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, they cool, but they ain't with each other every day. Like how Wu-Tang, like how they eventually got that point. That's the point that they eventually got to. That's why I was like, it's like weird. Like my mans is fucking my sister. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
It's weird.
But
yeah. What am I not feeling?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm not really feeling I ain't got no beef. I ain't got no real gripes right now.
Oh, this nigga mad positive.
Yeah. Y'all going to be tight.
Joe Budden in the mall. Mad positive.
Yeah, so. Say that, I'm going to be on my Steve Harvey shit. Y'all going to see me on daytime. Life with Evan. Talking to troubled youth. Yo, y'all remember the cat on Maury that used to wear the sweater vest? Right now you know the nigga that used to wear the sweater vest on Maury? He used to talk to the bad kids, the Black Diesel dude. He used to take them like scared straight, bro. Anybody listening remembers that, yo, hit me up, bro. Because he was wilding. But yeah, so what about you, Bruno? What are you feeling? What are you not feeling? Please don't get us canceled.
I ain't gonna be wild. I'm feeling this finally Friday.
Nigga about to be like, yo, I ain't feeling.
Shout out to Kia.
I ain't feeling Tasha. Who lives on 125th?
All these niggas talk over me, but I'm wearing your hoodie right now. Shout out to finally Friday.
Who hoodie is that?
My homegirl Kia. This is her shit.
Oh, that shit hard. Let me on.
It's hard, but bro, you gotta start selling these promo spots, bro. Yeah. Like, you can't be giving out free promo every week. But yeah, man, it's a hard hoodie.
Yeah, that's a good hoodie. Niggas be saying good now. Yeah. Like,
I be feeling
good.
Like that nigga. That's like hate though. Like the way they say it. Like it's like you.
Yeah, I need a little bit more.
Oh, that's
more
a good hoodie. Like,
yeah,
bro.
I need more than that. Yeah. I want great.
It's that good hoodie.
I want fire. Like,
not for
you. Yeah, you can say fire. Yeah. I feel like niggas be dragging it when they say fire though, because not everything is fire. This is fire, but not everything is fire.
That's a vanilla ass statement. But
not everything is fire. I think people sometimes be like, yo, that's a fire jacket just because, like, it's something that at the time you say you couldn't substitute anything but just saying fire. Yeah, like,
fire.
It was like, fire's like fire. All encompassing. Them shoes is fire. It's like, they regular. They nice. That's just me. I'm not rich. You said rich?
Rich ass.
I'm not rich, bro.
All right, so
what I'm not feeling.
This is fashionista.
Fashion
burns.
You can hate all you want.
Yo, industry burns is different, bro. You can hate all
you
want,
bro. You can keep talking shit, bro. It's all good. All
right, so what are you not feeling for though?
What am I not feeling? I'm going to get straight to it. Nah, I ain't hating on nothing.
Really?
You know what we was talking about earlier? Like, I think I hate the venting. People venting to you.
And not
wanting suggestions or solutions.
I feel that.
That's it. I think that and... Team.
What, you say that again? You don't like people venting?
I don't like when, it's mostly women, but when when people will vent to you, and then when you try to give them a solution or a suggestion, they're angry because they weren't really looking for it. They just wanted you to listen to them to vent. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like venting to me because you're coming to me for a solution or a suggestion.
Nah, people sometimes vent to you just because they want to get some shit off their chest. They ain't looking for you to fix it.
Exactly. And so when I keep quiet and I say I'm just listening, they get mad.
Oh, okay. Then that's
more specific. Kind
of, I don't know what to do.
Right.
And it's more than one person. So if you listen to this and you think it's you, you're not the only one.
I don't like when people vent to me because my attention span same as this table. So, like, when you talking to me, I'm thinking about some other shit, like what I'm about to eat later on. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I really be trying to listen because, like, if I vent to you about something and it went in one ear and out the other, and then later on I'm trying to be like, yo, you remember when you like, no, I'm a feel away because I expect you to understand and listen at least. You don't have to respond, but I need to know that you're there while
you're comprehending.
So that's the thing. And when it comes, I feel like with women, it's worse because it's like, yo, you dead were not listening to me. That makes her more angry.
It's later,
that makes her angrier. My bad. Not more angry. Angrier.
Vanilla in a different bag. But yeah, I feel you though. That's a real shit. That's a real issue.
So that's it. So honestly, yo, the five of y'all or more than that, I don't know. Just stop venting to me.
This nigga subbed the army of people. This nigga has he subbed an army of people. This nigga's different. But all right,
oh my God.
So we're going to jump right into the show, man.
That's some real nigga shit. That's very admirable.
Bro.
I like how you brought that down.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound cliche, but
I'm saying certain words.
I've been a different nigga since the summer. started, bro.
This nigga is. Yo, the checks is hitting. The industry checks is hitting different.
No, bro. I'm still getting that minimum wage, bro.
Nah, Fidel was at, Fidel was like, yeah, bro, we gonna go these functions. I was like, who are you, sir?
But that's, bro, Evan knows these is functions he would go to. That's why we tight. He just shitting on me because I'm the one inviting him.
Like, yo, we gonna be here. Yeah, the photographer's gonna be there. I'm like,
yeah,
superstar.
The people I know, if I brought him around them, they'd really fuck with him. Like,
the SSID cloud is different, bro. Teach me, bro.
Oh, yeah, by the way, yo, this merch might be coming, bro. I just need word from Evan.
Yes, sir.
SSID stuff. You feel me? Like,
yes, sir.
I think trucker hats and some shirts is
hashtag needs.
Yeah, I got you.
We're gonna do a friends and family collab first.
I'll be word. On my free time. That's all I do, bro.
Yeah, I think you need to do a live show. That would be hard.
I don't really want to do it. A lot of people.
I don't think I can
see,
do
now
that.
Now we're doing podcast stuff, so we can do podcast stuff for a little bit. So yeah. I'm thinking like a lot of people always tell me, "Yo, we should do the live show," but that's just not a goal of mine, bro.
I don't want to do that because
I can understand why, honestly, though. Yeah, it's like the whole.
Go ahead, finish it.
No.
All right, so with Rios and Jay Bobby, shout out to them. When they did it, it was cool, and I felt like they carried the crowd and all that. But like after a certain point, it was like I feel like the crowd just took over the whole show, and
it became a bit much.
And, yeah, and then I don't know. I think it was too much filler.
It's more responsibility. It's different when you like talking into the mic and then people listen to you after and stuff. Like,
it'd be me and Evan talking while people engage
with them at the same time. Yeah,
me and Evan talking while people watch us. And I'm
for us, it would be more like I was having more be like an event. Like, yo, come kick it with us.
Mm-hmm.
We might say a few things on the mic, but it's like a kickback. You know what I mean? Like everybody chilling at a venue.
Or
that'll be fire too, though.
And if we do that, I'm gonna get me a wireless mic or whatever, or a clip-on mic, and I could walk around and just talk to people, interview them instead like that. I don't think I'm gonna just be on a stand.
Yeah,
high
I feel like we should
on a stage. I mean, high chair.
We should go that route. We'll just interview people in there randomly and just clip it together, and that'll be the show for the week. You know what I mean?
To be honest, it don't even have to be our shit. It could be anybody who's having a function.
Yeah.
And we'll just ask them, like, yo, can we kick it with y'all and we can record? Do y'all mind
being innovative, son?
You see it, man.
I see the vision.
I ain't trying to be gassed or nothing, but I be thinking about this all the time. Evan knows that. I always text Evan.
He always hit me, bro. Hit me like 2 a.m.
Whether it works or not, bro.
I'm doing this.
I talk to people at my job about certain things. I'm not saying I'm a creative director. I just be thinking of shit and I tell them because I might forget later on. So shout out to Q because he's one of the people I talk to all the time about shit.
Yeah, that's real. But all right, that's enough pod talk. All right, let's jump right in, man. First thing I want to talk about is Antonio Brown and NFL in fucking general. Now, before we get started, I got to call ISO for a second, bro. I got to call ISO because I'm fed the fuck up, bro.
Oh, you're not. I don't really know too much about the situation, but from what I can see, it seems like he's like.
We're not even talking about Antonio Brown. That's why I'm fed up. We're going to get into Antonio Brown, but I got to get some issues off first. Hit my music. Give me my music, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Dun,
Adam Gates, you're trash. Jets, you're trash.
Oh, my God.
That's an organization, staff, record label, crew. Garbage. Sam Darnold, you got a high school. How do you get mono?
Your QB was found at Hofstra. Your boy was at McKeeves, tonguing it down with the bartender. And McKeeves is closed, but he was still there.
He was at the club Wayne Corbett owned.
Wayne Corbett.
He was on Hipster Turnpike. He was at Wings of Things, tongue it down, random college joints. I'm fed up with Sam Darnold.
You and Jay Bobby deserve L of the year. Shout out to my Giants, feel me? 1-2, we going to get back,
though. How you a grown man getting mono? 8 weeks? The season just started, bro. He's out 8 weeks. I'm fed up. Fuck Sam Darnold. Now we're gonna go on to Adam Gase. Adam Gase, terrible. You should have left your ass in Miami. You was a loser there. You're a loser in New York.
Yo, this sounds like a Colin Cowherd.
I'm so done with the Jets. Every year it's the same bullshit.
You a Jets fan?
Mm-hmm. I'm a Jets fan, unfortunately.
Wow. You a Jets fan?
Mosley got hurt and it was a wrap for our season.
I'd rather be a Knicks fan.
Don't do that. But to wrap this shit up, fuck the Jets. Get your shit together. Le'Veon Bell, you on Twitter fucking crying about how people are hating on you. Hating on you because we're 0-3.
Who y'all play this?
I think we got a bias.
We got a bias this week?
We got a bias.
Monday.
No, they already embarrassed us in front of the whole world. Fuck the Jets. Get
Yo, the
your
Bills,
shit together.
The Bills, the best team in New York. I would have never guessed.
First game of the season, we up 17-0. The fucking Bills come back and beat us with Josh Allen looking like Michael Vick. I'm done, bro. I'm done.
Yeah. All right, that's it. J Bobby, listen close.
Chest. Fuck the Jets.
Nigga on the takeover.
All right. I had to get that off, bro. But, so how's the Giants doing, guys?
Yo, I haven't watched football in over 2 years, so I don't even know if I can even really be in the conversation.
But Nell's the rapid Giants fan on the timeline.
I got my ring and I dipped.
Yeah, so, I feel you on that.
Shit. More fans should do that. Just get your ring get with your a ring. Fan
base. But that's one ring for them. It's like we got four, so it's... Yeah, I don't know about y'all, man.
We won in the 60s. You got one
before the merger, right?
Don't do that, bro. Don't disrespect
the
us,
Jets
man.
Went through a lot of QBs, though. Now that I think about
Testa
it.
Testaverde, Chad Pennington.
Chad Pennington was out.
Mark Sanchez,
though, right?
Butt Gino. Fumble. No, we ain't even going to mention Geno Smith.
Y'all
had Geno, too, though.
Y'all got mad far with Sanchez, though.
We had Brett Favre. Everybody forgets that.
So the butt fumble.
Vic, too.
Yeah, Michael Vick, yeah.
And he has a butt fumble.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that niggas got to the
cheated.
That damn they got to the Super Bowl. So y'all lost to
We lost in the AFC championship game.
So, yeah. Who y'all lost to?
Was it the Patriots?
That might have been the Patriots. Cause that was their first
Chargers. One of them.
That was 2004, right?
Y'all lost
2003, 2004.
Steelers.
Oh, and that's when Ben won it. Big right? rape.
Nah, they lost to the Packers.
Yeah, man.
Wait, 2010. I mean, no, 2008, right? No, 2010 no, Packers
was,
won.
I remember
no,
it was.
It was it was the Steelers and Cardinals, bro. Because remember that cover of Troy Polamalu and Larry Fitzgerald on Madden, bro.
And the Steelers won.
And the Steelers won.
That was 2006.
Or, I ain't been. It was a while ago.
Yeah, that was
2010.
That was 2010.
Might have been 2010.
Steelers won in 2010.
I believe so. Don't fact check me. I'm just going off things.
Bro.
No, bro. It was the
it
year
was
that
Packers,
the Packers
it's
won.
Packers, Giants, Ravens.
I'm confused now.
Seahawks. Pats, Broncos.
I don't know.
Yeah, so whoever. Yeah, the Packers was 2010, bro.
Let's find out when last.
I've seen almost every Super Bowl since.
Homeboy came to our school, Andrew Corliss.
Fucking bum.
Yeah, they named the union, though. They named the union, though. I've after that.
Bro,
nigga,
that was 2010.
I ain't seen that sign since. Them niggas took that shit down quick.
That was 2010.
That was they took that sign down quick.
Bro, we got a fifth string quarterback. He got his own street in Uniondale, bro. That shit's wicked, bro.
Hey,
he had his own street.
He got a Super Bowl touchdown.
I got.
He
got one in the last.
He
either
got the first or the last touchdown of Super Bowl.
I ain't seen that sign since.
They took that. They really did take it down, bro. They snuck it back like a Nunu chain, bro.
What's it called now? It's just
regular Uniondale Avenue.
Geno's block.
No, it's called regular Uniondale Avenue.
That's regular.
That's it. But all right, so we're gonna talk about what's up with the Giants, man. Y'all are doing well.
One and two isn't
Danny.
Well, but I like the way Danny Dimes.
He came
Daniel
out
Jones
looking
is,
like
yeah.
he came out looking
but,
like Tom Brady.
But I know everybody gonna be like, bro, it's preseason, but
not preseason. It's early.
No. During preseason, we were 4-0.
You looking good like that?
Bro, he came out and had like 300
yards. When he was
yards.
Playing in the preseason, he was 4-0. And I was like, all right.
Yo, New
like
York fans
got
to keep doing that shit now. When y'all draft someone, y'all got to be mad about this shit. Because after that, the nigga be mad nice.
That only works in football.
Yeah.
It worked in basketball. Porzingis.
That's one
was
time,
tight.
Bro.
I don't know if Porzingis, I guess, was mad nice. But, like, I don't know if he's going to be as good again.
We also boo Ronaldo Balkman. You know what I mean? So it's like it doesn't work for the Knicks, bro. Everybody else it works for him, man. But
we'll see. We got to see what happens against the Redskins.
You got any predictions for the Super Bowl? Who you think?
I'm hoping it's Rams Chiefs like it should have been last year.
Right.
But it could be. It could. I'm thinking Ravens.
Ravens?
Maybe.
That's a long shot, bro.
Bro, they're playing.
And I like Lamar Jackson, but that's a long shot, bro.
For some reason, I feel like we might see another black quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Hope he shows up on, like, Cam and Cap, bro. They came in there.
Cap didn't. I don't think Cap played bad in the Super Bowl. It's
they
just.
Lost, though.
Yeah, they lost, but
that
didn't mean.
He got aired out by Joe Flacco, bro.
Oh, I
yeah, but
that shit. That
when Beyonce shut down,
but
the
Ravens probably had a better. I think the Ravens had a better wide receiver core than
Yeah,
like Cap.
Yeah, Anquan Boldin and stuff like that. But like still, bro, you're cap, bro. It's like, yo, when Cam Newton got there and the Broncos were just like, they were just beating him up like that Crib dude in that Vice video. When he tried to join the Cribs, that's how you get him. Fight back.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's Chiefs-Rams like I thought it would be. I don't think when, like, I want to say the Saints maybe, but, like, I don't think Breeze is going to come back and be playing great off a thumb injury and missing,
damn,
what, 8 weeks?
Breeze got injured?
Yeah, Breeze. Bro, he's out 8 weeks. Long, bro.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. Roethlisberger's out for the season.
Who?
Roethlisberger.
He's out for the season. Yeah, me either. But I think, honestly, I think my prediction is going, I think it's going to be Rams, Patriots again.
I don't think so.
I think Patriots going to go back, unfortunately.
I hope, if, what does Christian say? If Kush Gordon could perform.
Kush Gordon. That's funny.
Because.
But we'll see. We'll see, man.
But I definitely just, I don't really care. I just don't want to see the Cowboys. Cause
pretty much. Pretty much.
I'm a Giants fan. I don't want to hear from Cowboys. I don't want to hear from Cowboy fans that I work with.
See, the thing is, I don't even hate the Cowboys. I just don't want to hear Giants fans complaining about the Cowboys on Twitter.
Nah,
that shit
fuck
bothers
them.
Me.
25 years. Stay that. Let's just stay that way.
Yo, it's a player haters balling here. But all right, so
player haters balling.
But yo, we gonna talk about Antonio Brown, bro. Like.
Sicko mode.
Yo,
activated.
When the CTE hit,
yeah,
it's twinkle and glisten.
I don't think it's CTE. I just think, because like I said, I don't really know too much about the situation, but from what I could see, I just really felt like a nigga got a bag and just
can I do a quick timeline just to lay it out for you?
Yeah.
So he gets traded. He's beef with the Steelers. He gets beef
with
the Steelers.
You gotta go all the way back to the Steelers. Yeah. Oh, he's beef with the Steelers.
He's beef with the Steelers. You know what I mean? He's talking about Roethlisberger. He's getting blamed for stuff that's not really his fault, right? Mm-hmm. They cut ties. They ship him to the Raiders, right? Mm-hmm. So with the Raiders.
Also, hold up. My bad. Before you go on. So I'm watching The Shop, and he's on there, and I got a better sense of what was going on. And I'm not saying I believe him or not, but this is what he said. He was like, the last game of the season, he felt a little banged up. He went to Coach Tomlin. He was like, yo, Coach, like, I'm a little banked up. I don't know if whatever. He was like, well, if you're a little – Coach Tomlin told him, like, yeah, if you're a little banged up, then you can go home. And he was like, oh, well, he was like, damn, like, this is how it is. Like, I guess the star player and all that are like, y'all wait till now to tell me all this and shit like that. So, and then I guess during the offseason is, he also says something about, like, he in the locker room, and I guess he overheard something like, you know, something about performance. And then Ben said to a reporter or to a teammate, I don't remember, like, oh, Antonio should have ran better routes or something like that. And then that kind of...
It's like, Ben should have threw a better fucking football.
Yeah, you should have threw a better football. You feel me? Yeah. Like, that's how it is. Like,
so they
get divorced. An organization I've been with for a long time. Go ahead.
So they get divorced, right? And he ends up on the Raiders. And then he just start doing bizarre shit. Like,
yeah, I heard it was like some helmet shit.
It's a lot. It started off with the...
that he thinks he's...
When he got... You know the cryo chambers and stuff like that?
He got
people told him, like, why would you get in
barefoot?
Barefoot, bro.
Yeah,
you're supposed to wear shoes at least. You know? So he gets in barefoot. His feet look like onions now. Mm-hmm. You know, mind you, all this is on Hard Knocks. It's on HBO. You know, Hard Knocks, the show that follows him around. So all this is like for everybody to watch. He does that. Is the helmet shit is next?
The helmet where he was like
complaining about the helmet.
Apparently he's been playing with that same type of helmet since he was in high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to change it.
Do you know that they added new technology?
Yeah. Like that. But like hundreds of other players in the league was okay with it, right? Yeah.
Right. It's like it got approved by the Players Association and all that, right? So, mm-hmm. But he complains about that. He gets a new helmet done out of it. Works in his favor, right? Yeah. Then after that, season starts. A preseason starts or something like that. And he's beefing with John Gruden. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he's beefing with his coach. He's
and
saying,
the OC
saying,
of the Raiders, I think.
And the general manager. Yeah, he calls the
general manager. There
he calls his general manager a cracker to his face in front of reporters. And it's like a whole big thing, right?
In front of reporters?
And like behind closed doors, but reporters find out about it, right? So that happens. And then everybody's just like, yo, this guy is acting like real bizarre. Like, this is like weird. Even for his standards. You know what I mean?
Nigga got a blonde mustache.
What's wild
is like the man so peaceful with the little snippet I saw on The Shop, but now he wanna go wild out on the field and shit.
It's craziness.
Like
it's madness. But then
got a bag and started wilding out. That's what happens.
Yeah, it was gonna forgive that, right? And then he puts out this video. With recorded conversation of John Gruden, like saying like, "Yo, what's really good with you?" But he's like, you know those Nike commercials amped up. He produces one by himself with his coach's call phone call on it, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, "All right, man, this guy Antonio's a headache," right? So eventually they get rid of him. Mm-hmm. They cut him. He does the video. I'm free. You know, he's running around in his backyard, that. Whatever. Yeah. Whoop de whoop.
He thought he was free.
Signs to the Patriots. Ends up signing to the Patriots, right? As soon as he signs free to the Patriots, all this stuff start coming out the woodwork about all these sexual allegations and stuff start coming out about him. He plays one game for them. Yeah, I think for the Patriots. He had a pretty good game. You know what I mean? Scored a touchdown. Then there's more stuff on top of that start coming out, right? So the Patriots like, we gotta let you go, buddy.
Ship him the fuck out of here.
Because of the allegations and shit, right?
Not even the allegations. He, a reporter reported something, and he threatened the fucking reporter, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like, he called the reporter and texted them and all kinds of craziness. So that's really what got him knocked out the door, right? So he lost his Nike deal. When he got cut from the Raiders, that guaranteed money, he lost because it was conduct issues he got cut for, right? Mm-hmm. So he lost that, right? Got cut by the Patriots. They give him a $9 million signing bonus, cool, but it's not that don't compare to the 30-something million you was gonna get just playing, right? So he's out all his money. Everybody thought the Patriots thing was smart, the way he was acting up in the Raiders. It was just a way for him to get off the team. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
But then with the sexual allegations and stuff, he's threatening people.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. Antonio Brown, bro, like, CTE is real.
You think it's CTE?
I think so, bro. I think it's half him just being a weird dude, half CTE, bro.
I mean, shit.
Can't make this shit up.
It's wicked, bro. Like, and then, like, I don't know if you guys have read the emails and shit that he was sending his trainer and all this craziness.
Nah, I just seen, like, the text message stuff of the girl, threatening the girl. He was just basically
like, I put you on, whoop-wop, you let me bust on your bag, all kind of crazy. I'm like, yo, bro, like, you're guilty. Remember that 50 Cent thing on Power? I don't know what that nigga did. He guilty as fuck, though.
Oh, yeah.
He guilty as fuck. God. Whatever he did.
But AB just, he, I don't know.
He's different, man. Antonio, I don't know. I'm kind of over
it. He said he not playing. He not going to play football no more.
Yeah, he's retired.
So how the fuck are you going to make money?
He's taking he had an interview last year. He was like, yo, bro, my house paid for. I got $30 million cash in the bank. Like, I'm good on football. This was last year before he even got traded. So hopefully he'll be good, I guess. But he still has to do all these court cases and stuff. You know how that can eat up your money.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I hope for the best for him, I guess.
Make sure y'all see that shop episode because some of the shit he was saying was weird because he clowning Randy Moss and Jerry Rice for being analysts after being great football players. I'm like, but if you love the game and you want to get closer to it, why wouldn't you want to be a sports
analyst? Yeah.
Like, I don't.
How you going to clown Kobe for talking about football basketball after being retired?
Yeah, it's like. It's not like they don't have fundraisers going or other. They might be owning other like venture companies or something. But they love football. That's what got them that money.
That's easy money, bro.
Yeah.
If I've been playing this game for 20 years, why wouldn't I want to
talk about getting paid?
I'm gonna talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
People gonna ask me about it. Let me just do this for a check.
Yeah.
So it's like it's ridiculous.
It was weird what he was saying. Unless I heard wrong, what I swore he was like clowning them.
Nah, AB, he's the thing is, he's a Florida dude, too, so we got to factor that in. Florida dudes are just naturally weird, man.
Bro, the nigga got a blonde mustache.
Yeah, he had the Lego Man haircut. Remember that?
Yeah, bro.
The Lego Man cut. The Gumby.
Nah, son.
I just hope.
That shit was the Gumby.
And we thought Odell was a locker room problem.
Odell was light. All Odell wanted to do was dance,
He making Terrell Owens look like.
They crucified Odell. All he wanted to do was dance, bro. He just wanted to whip and nay-nay and backflip.
Oh,
bro.
My gosh. Shut up. I still wanted Odell on my team, bro. But I'm going to still root for him on the Browns, I guess.
Yeah. How them niggas doing? But
they 1-2.
Yeah.
Word. I thought them niggas.
All that Super Bowl talk was not going to be this year.
They got a nice O-line?
The thing is, it's Baker Mayfield, bro. Like, he's not that good. He's Johnny Manziel if he can dance a little bit. He's nothing special about Baker.
Damn, bro.
But he Johnny Manziel
don't get the time to really catch football. And I don't know. I be up in the air about watching football sometimes.
They announced, today, they announced Shakira and J-Lo is doing halftime.
Why?
The Super Bowl. That's what I said. Yeah.
Listen, you gotta ask
Hov. He's the
one
setting it up.
What Shakira Like she performing do hits on live, slap her. I don't want to see no more body rolls, bro.
From Shakira though.
Nah, man.
Shout out to PK.
He want to see. He want to see Meg Thee Stallion with.
That's
that.
A fact, nigga. I will go to it's that. But the Super thing Bowl is for myself.
Me. But the thing is for me. It's in Miami, bro.
Fucking love why Meg you don't Thee Stallion,
get,
bro.
Why you don't get Russ? Why you don't get Trick Daddy? Why you don't get Trina? Why you don't get City Girl?
Fire. Oh, then.
In Miami for Super Bowl. So I'm like, yo, why you just don't tap in the artists that are from there? It's like last year in Atlanta. Yo, Outkast is right there, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. It's also probably
Maroon 5.
Think about this. It's probably people. It's love. Mind you, you might have to, just like when you want to book a tour or book a concert or something, like you might have to actually see if that artist wants to perform at the venue.
And
or
it's
whatever,
a free.
Or,
you don't get paid for that. Super Bowl.
You don't.
It's only for exposure, bro.
Damn. Oh.
So then, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they did hit up Ross and those people. It's just like they was like, nah.
I doubt it.
And first of all, I don't know what Trick Daddy is doing right now. He probably would need the money, and the fact that you don't get paid, he's not doing it.
Hey, I
would
have paid for Nan Nick alive, bro. That you could have took my money.
I would have paid Luke? For baby, yeah, but I'm a thug.
But you said they don't get paid, yeah, so they not they, what the exposure they need. It was just 50.
Yeah. All right, so that's the NFL wrap up. But let's talk about this Trump Pito thing that's going on, bro.
Yeah, to be honest, I just be seeing shit on the timeline. No,
basically,
I don't really know what's going
basically,
on.
You know, Trump's been wilding for a long time, you know. But then it came out that he was trying to a whistleblower, so basically mm-hmm. a snitch within mm-hmm. White House, or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was like trying to get information from the Ukraine about Joe Biden's son, because I guess he had like a business dealing over mm-hmm. there, right? You can't do that, bro. That's just what you almost got knocked for last time. Yeah. So it's like. So somebody
Trump
snitched on him.
Give a fuck.
He don't. It's like you've been getting away for shit your whole life. It's like, yo, bro, like.
Shit is handed to him. Like,
yeah, man. Now, I seen people celebrating this whole impeachment thing, but, like, they don't understand, like, yo, this is a long process.
Even if they do impeach him, he's probably like going to finish his term anyway.
Yeah, he don't.
Because that's how this shit usually works.
Yeah.
So it's.
Because the polls don't really have him winning. Like next election,
for real?
Biden's ahead of him. Shit, even Kamala was right there.
I don't know. There's still a lot of stupid niggas in the world.
Yeah, because the thing is, the polls are saying the right thing for Hillary.
Saying, yeah, so and here we are. So, I feel like this nigga might win again. I don't want him to, but
honestly, man, I just whatever you got to do to get both of them out. Because even if you get impeached, right? Pence is right there, bro. Now, I feel like he's a way worse version of Trump.
Who are you failing for, like...
Oh, I'm fucking with Warren, bro.
I fuck with her, too.
Her or Bernie, think, bro. I feel like it's...
Nah, yeah, bro. I like Elizabeth Warren.
Burnt out, bro. I think that's it for him.
After this year, it really might be it for him.
Nah,
but
I just think, period. Like, I think after the last election...
He fizzled out. It's like diminishing returns, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you know? So, I get that.
But I think if anybody has the, like... Like, to be able to go against Trump is between Warren and Biden solely off the experience. And not to say Warren isn't experienced, but Biden was a vice president. I was about to say assistant president. Some stupid shit.
Like a basketball team.
but he's
the defensive coordinator for America.
But, yeah, like, it's between really them two.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – because the thing is, I feel like even if, let's say, Warren wins or, like, let's say Biden wins, I feel like they'll have each other's running mates. You know what
probably.
I mean?
Probably.
Actually, I like that – oh, man.
Please. Yo, you know what Booker. I really want
– the Latino dude.
I forgot his name.
From Texas, right?
Beto? No, that's – no, Beto's not Latino.
Nah. That's – you talking about – fuck. I was just watching
He has some –
You not fucking with De Blasio?
No, who's
he just dropped.
Who is?
What a jerk.
Nah, there was somebody that was running also. I think he's gay.
I forgot his name.
I was watching his interview on the Breakfast Club, and he was saying some.
Not fucking with Yang?
It might have been him, or it might have been the Latino. One of them, the Latino guy,
this
one of them
Latino
was talking
dude
about.
From Texas.
Yeah, it could be him. One of the episodes I was listening to, they had some valid. That's they had some cool. points that I really.
But, like, who's the four? It's gonna be Biden, Warren.
You think Bernie. Of just you think nah, of, you think bro, of just Bernie, popularity?
No, I'm just saying the top four.
No, he's saying like the four that's gonna go against Trump.
That had, like, in the real debates. You know what I mean? The real debates that's going on.
Yeah, they have the final four.
I think Bernie be keeping it real, son.
He be keeping it too real.
We are going to die.
I ain't gonna lie. Killer Mike.
We don't
Killer
take
Mike.
Care of this.
Killer
that's
Mike.
Larry David.
Killer Mike might get him to the top.
That's Larry David. Nah, I can't fuck with Killer Mike.
Why not?
Because Killer Mike, he be saying some goofy shit.
What'd he say?
Like, I remember one time, Dick Gregory's on The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And then he was on The Breakfast Club, too. He's like, Dick Gregory could call my wife a bitch, and I'm just going to accept that. Like, whoa, bro. Like, he bugging the fuck out.
He might have been joking at
him. No, he wasn't joking.
If you watch... If you watched the Revolt Summit, he spoke about that.
I know.
Bro, you talking about the shit with T.I. and all of them?
Yeah.
But that was a shit show.
That shit was a bunch of bullshit. Yo, let me tell you something.
A shit show.
I don't want to hear nothing from famous people or celebrities no more. I don't want to hear that shit. Why not?
They're coming from a skewed place, bro.
They were solely talking about their city. I listened to six people tell me how brilliant Candace Park Owens was. She ain't fucking brilliant.
She's not. Nothing she's saying is revolutionary,
Nothing at all.
I don't think she said that. When I listen to her, I don't remember her saying anything. I'm not saying she said she was.
I'm saying everyone else. I listened to them all say.
Well, Candace is brilliant. Candace knows this. Like, she don't know shit, bro.
Not a fucking thing.
They might have been sarcastic, but I don't know. All I know is some of the things she has said.
Nah, so I don't take T.I. serious. Every time T.I. talk, I think he about to tell a joke.
Because the thing with me, T.I. do some good shit, right? But then he'll be like, oh, yeah, I fuck with Kanye. Let me interview Alex Jones. It's like, yo, bro, if you really was intelligent about what you knew, you wouldn't give these people a platform.
Bottom line,
what they want to say.
I want people, like...
But don't we do that all the time? We try to understand... Like, why wouldn't you want him to bring...
No, I think understanding is the issue, bro. You can't negotiate with people who aren't thinking rationally, bro.
Yeah.
That's like, yo... That's like
when you're in a different tax bracket, your mind is in a whole other...
It's skewed, bro. Like, as much as T.I. is from Atlanta, right, and he knows what's going on in Atlanta, like, T.I. hasn't been broke in a long time,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly. He don't know what it's like to be broke in 2019.
Young and broke in Atlanta.
He know what it is to be broke in 1998.
And it means something different.
Not in 2019.
Now. Yeah, it's a different world.
Whole different world. So I watched it and I thought it was cool, but like at the end of it, I was just like, yo, I don't like this is it. For
I
me.
Gained nothing from this.
I gained nothing from this, and I was like, this is it for me. I'm not watching it. I don't want to.
So who would you want to hear from?
People like us, nigga.
Like us or real people like, that are real political.
But people like me, I feel like aren't okay. People like if I'm saying
just
because like,
they got money don't mean they intelligent.
No. But exactly, and then people like me don't mean they intelligent.
Yeah, but I would rather that's. Like, I would rather want to have a, like, listen to a conversation from people that are...
Coming from a genuine place, bro.
Yeah.
So, but...
A lot of that stuff is agenda-driven, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, people trying to get their message across because they could sell you something.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I can't do.
Well, one thing I did like that they said is that...
That's the
they
whole thing
were,
Kanye was doing. But
they
was
were
doing.
Having discussions with people within their community, and they were also talking about voting for your local... representatives,
which is good stuff, which
we should be doing.
They also
stuff.
Said
we
a
don't.
Lot of shit on that show.
We'll talk like we just know, we just spoke about the Democratic debates and stuff like that. But
as much as the president
about
is important, but
what about
your
the
local
county,
officials
the city,
affect you way more.
Way more. Yeah.
But the thing is, that's crazy about our generation and generation under us. We know that, bro.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's like maybe back in the day, like maybe my parents growing up, they like thinking the president is the biggest thing. But like us now in the information age,
we know that.
We know that. But I can speak for myself.
I know I don't, and I'm pretty sure there's a vast majority that don't.
And it probably is.
Like if you talk to somebody, like when it comes to voting right now for next, we'd be voting next year, right?
Yeah, November next year.
Yeah, bro. When we're voting next. Well, no, this crazy. This that's year, what are we voting for this year? What's gonna be like?
I think it's the Democratic primary shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always like a year in advance.
Okay, so
it's
like
a year to run, yeah.
And then next year, it's like everything.
Yeah.
Like local. No.
Yeah.
So next year when we're voting for, like, I feel like I'm going to come across people from now till next year, and I guarantee you I'm going to be asking them if they're going to be voting within their local communities and stuff.
I ask you a question. Do you think people like our age and like kids younger than us, you don't think they're way more informed than we were?
Like
the young kids now, like
it's all in our hands now.
I would hope so, but I also think that there's a lot of distractions for them than there are for us. I think we're a little more conscious than the younger kids, the people younger than us. I don't know. Like my sister's what five years is. That's not a big gap. That's not a big gap. My sister's 21.
It is. I think the internet has sped up the generations. So I feel like generations are mad chopped up way shorter now. Because she's in a different generation, bro.
Yeah, no, she is.
She didn't snap the D4L the same time you snapped it.
Nah.
You're right. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I would hope they are, but I really feel like they have just as much or if not more distractions in front of them than we do.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's weird because I feel like they have more distractions, but they also have way more access to the shit
than
we did and shit, man. But, all right, man. So before we get up out of here, we got to do a watch along. Like, Rob, I'm going to give you the option. Mm-hmm. Bow Wow, Let Me Hold You with Omarion or a song of your choosing.
I might have to do a song of my choosing.
Okay, what are we searching for, my brother?
I came across this. Well, I've been seeing the video, Mad Time.
Okay.
But I was on YouTube doing my daily, you know.
You know it has to be from like 2000s, 90s.
It's probably Icebox.
All right.
Yeah, no.
What are we searching for, Robert?
Sammy featuring Sean Paul.
Oh, snap. Sammy.
Sammy featuring Sean Paul.
Don Diak?
Because you're so
no,
fly,
no,
girl.
No, that's Sean Paul. Sean Paul from the Young Bloods.
Oh, yeah. Young Bloods?
Because you're so fly, girl.
Sean Paul from the home of the
strip club. You should be my girl?
Is that the name of the record?
Yeah,
that's fire.
Hold on now. I'm loading it up on YouTube.
I was like, hold on.
Why did this come to your memory? Please explain why.
Bro,
your rationale behind this,
because
please.
I am kind of crazy, and I think about random shit
so this
at
shit
once.
Just hit you when you was in your bed today.
All right. Nah, not today. Girl. Like
I'm gonna turn it up and I'm gonna turn it, and we're all gonna take a gander at Sammy and Sean Paul.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know the whole Sean Paul verse.
Please relax.
Me and you, girl, we could do the thing.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hold on. First of all, this is a Jazzy Fizzle production.
If you didn't know already,
there you go.
Hey, do the thing.
I'm gonna turn this down. I don't want the SoundCloud snipers getting me.
If you don't know this song, I can't have a conversation with you.
Look at my son. Look.
Hey.
Y'all niggas is nuts.
Slow down.
Yo, Rob was the kid calling in. He was the kid calling in the 106 apart requesting Sammy's video.
Yeah, I'm about to tell him play a song
That's
at work tomorrow.
Me. You kept him number one on 106 for a
so
minute.
So fly, girl. Come through my crib.
Yeah.
He's singing his heart out on his beat, though.
You should be my girl.
Remember She Ain't My Girl with Trey Songz? That's just fire, bro.
So we watching this video. It's pretty standard
really,
2000s
video. I ain't gonna lie,
stuff.
Because of that R. Kelly shit, I'm replacing that song with the same with I'm replacing Same Girl with that. No, that song with Same Girl.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear Same Girl.
Oh, look at the footwork.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
What happened to Sammy?
I don't know.
Nah, he's in Hardball, right?
He's still making music, I think, but
you better go with it.
That cast of Harbo was kind of wild looking back. You had Keanu Reeves, Michael B. Jordan.
Nuts.
G-Baby. R.I.P.
I cry every time.
Look at the choreography between niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Look at my son Lloyd. Fuck, girl.
I love when videos like back in the day had cameos from other like people that were popping at the time.
There was some Fat Joe video that had like 100,000
cameos. It was the one with Jay Holiday.
Yeah, it's on everybody.
Everybody was in that video. This shit kind of slap. I'm gonna have to add this to like a Spotify playlist or something.
This shit was hard, bro.
Hey,
this one,
that's gonna happen at my wedding.
This one,
right,
the snap music was hitting.
Oh my god!
Shout out to D4L.
This is my shit right here. It's my nigga.
Look at this nigga. Look at that.
Do me good.
Do the thing.
Yo, Robbie was in his room going off as a younger.
Bro, son.
As a younger, shout out to Top Boy. That big boy.
Probably.
Hey.
Big ass coat.
Double XL.
That's a 4X, bro. Like, easily a 4X.
What is that? What do you think it is? Averix or academics?
Pally Pally.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm surprised it's not one of them NBA jackets.
Damn,
all the patches
like,
on it.
Hey, you and me, girl. We can do the thing.
Yo, why do you know this whole verse? What is wrong with you, bro?
Why Blake a leg?
Young Blood had a moment, though. Don't sleep.
Yeah, Young Thug,
Young Bloods had a moment.
Yeah.
Look at the footwork, bro.
All of them, too.
Nah. Make sure everybody at my wedding get the choreography.
Yo,
right.
Remember every I'm video not doing used that to shit. Have that little cut scene when they in the car and it's like mad shit?
In the green screen?
Yeah.
Hey, you ain't driving, nigga.
Not going to a fucking place.
You in the studio.
Some niggas are standing still like a motherfucker.
That was his album, Rowdy. Hey.
Oh, for real?
Jazzy Faye Productions.
Sean Paul, the Young Boys. I like how they sick. Jazzy Faye had a moment.
Oh, that's a new Sammy video right there. Face to face.
Gentlemen. Hold on. Why does Sammy have a full beard now?
And braids.
Bro, nigga, like, he older than us, right?
Yeah, he gotta be 30.
He had that other joint. What was his
I
like the
way. No, he really
might be
around. I ain't like how it went from slow
Sammy
to fast.
Might really be around Chris Brown age.
Yeah, like 30-something.
Yeah, 31, 32.
That's crazy. Well, that's SSID. Thank you, Rob, for blessing us.
Ladies
with your
gentlemen.
And requesting a Sammy song.
Shout out to the Jordan Woods Stan Club.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Jordan Woods, of course. Yes. But you're going to get up out of here. But no,
shout out
any...
to OnlyFans. Yo, everybody on OnlyFans.
Thank you, Robert. For
hold on, I'm going to shout out all okay. the... Oh, no, okay. no, I'm not. No, right, I'm not.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, we all already right, know right. some of them.
All right, Brunel, you got anything you want to say before we head out?
Yeah, yo. Happy birthday to my boy Rob when that day comes. You feel me? Y'all gonna be listening to this by the time that comes. So,
shout out to Rob, bro. Happy birthday.
What we doing? Laser tag, right?
And we getting drunk doing karaoke bar.
Nigga, so if you get up there and start singing,
so
Sammy,
I can be on my Luther.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
And my
house is not a home.
Johnny Gill.
What's your all right? Before we go, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Huh?
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Today is going to be the day and I'm going to throw it back to you.
All right, but now what is your karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke song? I don't know, yo. I feel like I would probably do some shit like Usher, yeah, or some shit. Okay. I don't know.
I'm doing, Joe, all the things your man won't do, bro. Dirty Mackin' on my karaoke song. All right, we're going to get up out of here. All right, thanks for listening. SSID, we're out.
Word.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.